Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You sumbitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle, it's Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from the hells and the smells of North America. And as always, we count this a privilege, we count this a joy, and we count this an honor to be able to talk to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. We open up this show giving thanks to our mighty ancestors, those who have paved the way. Some who have given lives and some who have taken lives so that we may thrive and walk in the light of a brighter sun. We're thankful for every single Panther regiment, every single soldier that has ever carried that banner and bared that name of being a Panther. We are thankful. We give thanks for our upstart in Dallas, Texas in 1989, and we give thanks for our continuation today. Giving thanks for a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man, who said that his mission and purpose was to give our enemy, to give the white man, to give the devil, to give Satan, Beelzebub, Lucifer, the prince and princess of darkness, hail from the cradle to the grave. I speak at the Black Power General, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and we're thankful for a brother who is holding the line today, a man who has not let up, who has not given up, and who is not stopping one iota of a second, a brother who was trained and reared by the Black Power General, an activist, a mighty activist in his own right, organizing since the days of his college, on the campus of Howard University, organizing there and organizing on the streets and organizing every day. He's a black man who has been working hard to make the word, the mission, the works of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad and the program of the New Black Panther Party, Concrete and Real. We're talking about a man who is blessed to be our national chairman, and we're blessed to have him as our national chairman, and a man who we call the warrior lawyer and the attorney at war. We're talking about our national chairman, Dr. and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so we greet you all with greetings of peace, of Assalamu Alaikum and Hotep, and Shalom, Shalom, peace to the gods, peace to the earths. We say, what's up? Whatever your greeting is, we welcome you as we are here on Black Power Radio. And, of course, now, if you've read the marquee, you know this is a power-packed presentation. As always, we never leave you in the lurch, but we always give you something to put on your plate, something to take with you, something to charge your battery, something to keep you going here in the hells and smells of North America. And this show will be no different. This show will be like, it will be just like the rest of them, black and bold and beautiful. And tonight, we welcome you if you're listening by phone, if you're listening by internet, listening in your car, on your radio, however you can get us, if you're still in a signal, we still welcome you. As we were here tonight from an all-star cast of activists from the East to the West Coast, the North and the South, those who are moving, those who are active, those who are fed up, those who ain't taking the stuff no more, those who are doing some things and ain't talking no mess, we're going to hear from them. as we're talking about a Declaration of Independence, as we push towards our National and International Day of Action number 3. National and International Day of Action number 3, October the 1st. And we organized to send 3 tons of humanitarian aid and good to our brothers and sisters in Senegal, Africa. Our brothers and sisters in Senegal, and open up the lines of international trade amongst our people so that we don't have to beg a falling economy and deal with a capitalistic, as you heard our national chairman say, capitalistic, blood-sucking economy. And we don't have to do trade with our enemies, and we can do trade amongst ourselves. And so we have a special guest with us, a special guest host with us who will carry us into the program. And I'm honored because this sister has been working for weeks now, but really she's no wet behind the ears, new fry to the organizing effort. She's been around for a while, pushing and working and making sure that things happen. And as we always tell you, that this cannot be and will not be a male-dominated event. The revolution of our people, the liberation of our people, the activities of our people cannot be a male dominated event, and so we have to have balance. And whenever you study our ancient history, our ancient traditions, and our ancient cultures, you always had the black woman in leadership position. The black woman always was revered, always held to a high level of esteem and standard, until we came into contact with this cold, blue-eyed, blonde-haired Caucasian, and then the woman was removed from position of power, or they produced a feminist movement which was designed to break the house apart, designed to destroy the black household and destroy the position of the man and relinquish the authority of the woman even. And so we'll talk about that. But this sister is working. She's working with the black farmers, working with the Ministry of Agriculture, with the Day of Action movement, the new Black Panther Party. And she's going to host, and I'll be in and out, of course, but she's going to host. And, hell, I'm thankful because, y'all got to give a black man a break sometimes, but I'm here. And so I want to go ahead and bring to Black Power Radio our sister who will lead us further into our radio program as we push on this East to West, this Declaration of Independence. This is our sister, Sister Charette, Lady Freedom Spicer. Black Power, sister.
Black Power to you, King. I want to thank you for extending the invitation to me to come and to help co-host on tonight. And it's always a joyous event whenever I get the opportunity to do work with and for my people. And so I want to just give a strong salute and a black power to you, brother, for steadily being on your post and doing what needs to be done on Black Power Radio. And really, I consider y'all to be my sister station, you understand, because I do what most people consider old school radio on your dial. And they tell us, you know, Brother Sean, they've been telling us that at WBFZ we're hate radio because we push the agendas of things like the New Black Panther Party and the United Front. And I tell them, if that's what you call it, then we'll be that. But we're going to continue working for our people. And so I just want to give you a huge salute for what you've been doing and to encourage you to continue to stay on your post and keep giving the devil holy hell, huh?
Thank you so much, sister.
Thank you so much. I'm very pleased to report to you all about what's been going on with the United Front Agriculture Ministry and our joint efforts with the International Day of Action, which will be coming up October the 1st. I'm glad to say that I had a very good long phone call of some people that are just now getting connected into the organization, which is great because, you know, many times we as foot soldiers and people, revolutionaries in the revolution, many times we start seeing many of the same people and we don't really see much of us branching out. But it's good to see people that I don't even know calling me, sister, I don't know you, but I see what you're doing, and so it's awesome. And I just want to encourage all of those on the front who feel like sometimes it's just us and where's everybody else, they're coming. And as long as we keep doing what we need to do, they shall come. If we build this nation, they will come. And so let us continue to do that. Just to give some information, so far we have 15 cities that have confirmed confirm their interest and participation in this upcoming International Day of Action. We have so far North Carolina is out booking everybody else, and that's all good. It's all good. We've got confirmations from New York. We've got confirmations from Philadelphia, Nashville, Tennessee, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Birmingham, Alabama, Charlotte, North Carolina, Selma, Alabama, San Antonio, Texas, Henderson, North Carolina, Midland, Texas, Newark, New Jersey, Baltimore, Maryland, Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, Portsmouth, Virginia, St. Louis, Missouri, my home state, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Columbus, Ohio, so far on the confirmed list, and I'm sure there may be more that are planning that I do not have a confirmation on. But as of right now, that's what we have. And we're going to be having a wonderful, the United Front Minister of Agriculture will be having a wonderfully great press conference coming up on this Friday. And for those of you that are listening that are not informed, that this week is the Congressional Black Caucus Week. And so whether you vote or not, whether you get out and you're involved in all of that, the fact of the matter is, somehow or another, they're getting our money. We paid them. And so I feel like if I pay for somebody to work, they're going to do what I tell them, or at least hear me tell them what needs to be done. So let us at least work the stew out of the people that are there getting a check from the people, huh? So we will be strategically having our press conference on this Friday, on the 23rd, in Washington, D.C., at the National Press Club. And I want to take this time to give a huge black power and salute to Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz for having the vision to want to organize for the farmers, to want to do this press conference to bring attention to the issues that our farmers are facing. And so I just most definitely want to just send my love, my appreciation out for the attorney at war, Malik Zulu Shabazz, for what he is doing on the not only on the front for the farmers, but on the United Black front as a whole, and all of his team in their respective places. We're not alone. We're not the only ministry that has things going on, and I am glad to see what's going on with the Tumba Express getting their needs met and reaching out, reaching back to our family, reaching back to our family on the other side of the ocean. And it is my understanding, speaking on the other side of the ocean, Brother Huey Rose will be joining us today on the Black Power Radio tonight. We're looking forward to that, getting some information from him about what's going on their rebellion over there in Britain, which I'm loving. I'm wondering when our people here in America are going to wake up and start popping off at the news of another brother being needlessly murdered. And I was checking out the International Day of Action page, and saw the footage of the brother that was gunned down in San Francisco. And sadly, too many of these cases are coming much too rapidly. One is too many. And so to continue to get one every week or so, it should cause our nation some pause. And so definitely want to, I'm very interested, always interested to hear what Brother Huey Rose has to say from on the other side of the ocean, for sure. And we're really looking forward to this as well, to hear from him pretty soon. Going back to the black farmers, I want to encourage all the people who are listening, please go and join us on our group. You can join us at the United Front Agriculture Ministry group on Facebook. And there you'll see information. You'll be able to read the press release that we have. You'll also be able to see the flyers if you need to get flyers for your International Day of Action in regards to the black farmers. We have some of those available as well. And really, it's taken off. A sister called me today from New York, never met her. She just said, my daughter is on Facebook, and she saw this that somebody shared, and I just want to know what's going on. What are y'all doing? Everybody keeps talking about what they're going to do for the farmers and for the land, but, I mean, and I can understand the skepticism of the mother, because many times, and my fellow activists, you can probably attest that we do run into a lot of people who are a lot of talk and no action. But I had to assure her that she was talking to the lady who didn't take, no, you can't get the police officer arrested. No, you can't get him investigated. I didn't take that for an answer, mother. So I had to inform her who she was dealing with. And also to share with her the comrades that I have that are making things happen. And so I'm very excited about what's going to be coming up. Sister had 55 acres of land. Said, sister, I got this 55 acres of land. I got a brother down there working it for me. And he's not really making me any kind of profit. I said, well, sister, we need to get you some interns down there. And so part of what the United Front Agriculture Ministry is doing is connecting farmers with resources, connecting consumers with farmers. And hopefully soon we will be able to import and export for ourselves, to ourselves, with ourselves in the very near future. I'm looking forward to that. We got a couple of farming groups that are working together with the United Black Front, and there are some links to them on our Facebook group page that you can get to, but I want to tell you about MuhammadFarms.com, and I also want to tell you about Seed, S-E-E-D, Incorporated, who's doing great things with students right now. Actually, they're down here in Utah, Alabama, which is in Greene County, where, to me, I say it's the black dream of Alabama, and I'll tell you why I say that. Because I had this dream one day. What happens when we all put our stuff together? We make our own communities. We live off the land. We make our own homes. These people have done just that. Now, this is not your average church family. The preacher understood that people were they were in tough times. This was a recession. And the pastor asked these people, he said, I don't want you all to put any money in the collection plate. I want each of you to write down how much you receive in food stamps. And the people did. The family they joined their resources together and opened a grocery store. From the proceeds of the grocery store, this is how you get the man's stuff and you stick it to him with it. They got the grocery store, and the proceeds from the grocery store actually went to furnish materials for the brothers to not only teach young brothers how to build homes, but all the things that go with it from the ground up. So that was twofold. Now this community has homes paid off in their own community, where they are doing programs like square foot gardening, where I've seen watermelon growing straight up and you pick it off the vine with no support. It happens. They actually have a whole mansion for the elders. The elders don't go live in the nursing homes with the vampires trying to suck their blood and go ahead and check them up out of there to get a check. Okay, they're with their own people that love them, that care for them, eating off the land, and providing for self, which is beautiful. To me, that shows self-determination to the point where now they don't even take food stamps. They go stamp on that food in the back, pull those fruits off of the orchards back there in the back behind their place of worship. So to me, it's a dream come true. What people can can do, take the little bit that we have, make what we need, and it's a beautiful community. And so, if you look on Seed Incorporated, you'll see some of the beautiful things that they are doing. Actually, helping the elders who farmed, had a lot of acres of land, farmed that land, or helping the farmers who cannot tend to hundreds of acres of land anymore, and are also learning agricultural science in the midst of all of that. And so I'm glad to say I was able to connect a sister with the woman to perhaps get her some students to be able to do their internships and learn what they need to learn for our future of black land use in America. So I'm very excited about that, and we're looking forward, again, to this press conference where we will be having our the president of the Black Farmer and Agriculturalist Association will be there. Gary Grant will be there along with Dr. Ridgely Muhammad as well, and our attorney at war, Malik Dulu Shabazz, will be there along with myself, and we will also have a Pickford attorney on site, one of the attorneys that has been involved with the Pickford versus Glickman Black Farmers litigation that is going on. And so just with that preface about what's going on with the United Front Agriculture Ministry, I want to take a moment and actually take our first caller who is joining us from area code 760-524. I want to hear from you, caller. Welcome to Black Power Radio. I'm Black Power to you.
Black power, free the land. Malik Al-Ghani,
free the land.
How you doing, sister?
I'm blessed and thankful, brother. Thank you for joining us on this evening.
Yes, how are you doing? I was just calling in, listening to the good words coming out the east, wherever you guys at. We don't hear too much about the west coast around here. Let me make something very clear here that we was organizing the National Day of Action nearly a couple months ago, you know, so I don't know why we have not been mentioned, have not been confirmed, whatever.
Well, brother, you may not have been on my list, but I want to get you on it.
Yeah, get on that. Yeah, get me on that list now.
Yeah, what part of the West Coast you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'm chairman of the Los Angeles New Black Panther Party.
Perfect.
And we doing our thing over here, you know, so we need not to sleep on the West Coast. The West Coast is moving.
Yeah, actually, I will say that Sister Janie Muhammad did contact me, and I was not able to make contact back with her. She did say that she was interested in, you know, doing something over there in the area, in that area. And also, let me just take this moment to put my number out. So anyone that's listening, if you're listening, and you say, Lady Freedom, you did not call me on your list, please do text me if you are planning and organizing for your International Day of Action on October the 1st. You can text me at 334-505-6852. Again, 334-505-6852. But go ahead, brother. I apologize for
Yes. But let me say this: just black power to our people, you know. And you know, one thing I do, we must come to understand that we must do much better than what we was doing. And so happens, I hear a lot of brothers call me from around the country, you know, and contact me through Facebook, call me on the phone, and they say, what's going on over there on the West? But apparently the West has not been promoted probably like it should be, but however, we are doing some things down here. We're making things happen. We have black veteran organizations. We got to...
Caller, are you there? It may be my phone.
Still here.
Okay, I can hear you now.
And we also have, you know, the Inland Empire jumping off. You know, our membership is growing, and the people need to know that we are being contacted by people on a daily basis, and things are really taking place in Los Angeles. And I like to say this: it's the revolution. Kicks off here, starts here. It always have started here, and that's just the way it is, you know. But a lot of people like to think that LA is all about gang banging, gang violence, and whatnot, you know. But we more than about that. When it comes down to kick up dust, we get down, you know. We get down for what we have to do here, you know. So we reaching out to our people. We reaching out to change our people minds. because revolution truly starts in the mind in the most elevated place. It truly starts upstairs, you know. So we here trying to teach our children there's something bigger than picking up the gun. You know, we're talking about picking up the books and educating your minds, you know, because this no, make no mistake, the world know that L.A. will have some stuff when it comes down to it, you know. We've been known to do that. We kicked things off August 11, 1965, you know, and things spread it around the country. And it came back 1992. We did it again, you know. We let things be known, you know. If it's time to set it off, we'll set it off, you know. But revolution truly starts in the mind. So we talking about building economics. Are y'all still with me there?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you, brother.
We talking about building economics.
Be with it, for sure. Most definitely. And this United Front Agriculture Ministry is really, it is more than just supporting black farmers, because really the black farmers is a big part of our black economics. And so we definitely want to connect them with that as well. And brother, I want to thank you for what you're doing on your front in California. Again, please text me your information so I can make sure I get you on our list for our organizers for the International Day of Action. Not sure how you got omitted, but I just pick it up and run with it, brother, but I'm going to make sure I get you on our edited list, because I have had to go through and make some edits. So, again, please text me, 334-505-6852, okay? And I got another caller. Our first caller lost signal. I got another caller calling me from 973. Caller, Black Power to you. And welcome to Black Power Radio. Caller, you there, 973?
Yeah, that caller dropped off, Queen. We'll go to the next caller at 7760-524. I think it's Brother Malik back on.
Okay.
Yes, Black Power, this is Brother Malik Elghani back on. And I was just talking away, and I found all of a sudden I heard a dial tone. I said, ain't this something? You know, but what we're doing here, sister, we are doing some things down here. Y'all let me know when y'all cut off now. You know, we are doing some things down here in California. We are making it happen, you know, from the west side, east side, all on in the Inland Empire. You know, we have a number of sisters coming and stepping up to the plate, you know, and saying, what can I do to make things happen? We have a number of sisters. We have a number of brothers stepping up to the plate, you know, and joining the movement, joining the new Black Panthers, you know. Not only that, we are reaching out and expanding the mission to Northern California. You know, we have a brother, El Malik Abdul Muhammad down there organizing the Oakland chapter. So we are doing things, you know. It's more than just, you know, we need to know that the West Coast is jumping off, and we will set some things off, you know. We have a long history of revolution, you know. We have a long history of this, you know. And for us to enforce our day action, we've been organizing this for a couple months now. You know, we are doing our thing at Leimert Park. We're having a Black Power Summit there, right there in Los Angeles, right off of Crenshaw and Vernon, between Vernon and 43rd. You know, so we're having a Black Power Summit and a festival. We will have there'll be revolutionary speakers, of course. We have African drums there. We have workshops, poetry, hip-hop, and everything in between. But what we're here to do, we're here to reach our people. A new Black Panther Party's in the street, you know. We out there, you know, in the valleys, in Watts, Compton, Long Beach, and we spreading this thing around. We are pretty deep since the time that we started, and we're a new chapter. You know, we are peaking nearly at 40. Are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm saying that's awesome.
Yeah, we are peaking. We're peaking nearly 40, 40 plus members just on LA division alone. So we're trying to cut these different corners, you know, to make this thing happen. You know, and people are stepping up to the plate, and people stepping up and saying, I want to change. Have people stepping up that former game bangers, you know. I mean, you can
yeah.
still see they still got their tats on their necks and on their arms and whatnot, stepping up and saying, I want to change. So what we got to understand, you know, until there ain't nothing jumping off into L.A., to L.A. set some things up and set some things off, you know. We hear about a lot of things going on the East Coast, you know. But we got to understand the West is where everything started, and it will start again right here on the West. Right here on the West, and we're a collective effort, you know, around the country. You know, I mean, we are people and our comrades and our affiliates need to know that the West is definitely on the grind. We're turning stones, you know, we're turning things over. We're doing our thing at Lebert Park for October 1st. October 1st, we're doing our thing at Lebert Park. And it will be a Black Power Summit. That's our theme, a Black Power Summit. We got Dennis right now as we speak working on our flyers, and it will be going up tonight. You know, so things are really happening down here, you know, and we're doing our thing, and we're shaking some things up. We even have a black veteran organization that we tie to our operation here to the new Black
That's
Panther
right.
Party. We are trying to create jobs, you know. We got some conferences and summits coming up, dealing with our people, showing them how to set up corporations and nonprofits and LLCs and things of that nature, you know. So we are doing some things very positive and out here trying to reach the people. You know, so we don't, it's not on a power, but we're not on a power issue right here. Down here in L.A., at the L.A. New Black Panther Party, we share the power down here. We come together and my folks call me. I mean, you know, really, this is some work. This is not a 9-to-5. This is a job that you leave and be done on, you know. This
yes,
thing
sir.
Never stops. People call me in the wee hours of the night, and I take the call, you know, because these are my people, and they concern, and they call me in these times of night, you know. But I lay different tasks on different people, and everybody got a job to do. We're not sitting around here. There's no dead weight down here in Los Angeles. We're making things happen down here. And Compton, watch, there's no dead weight, you know, in the Inland Empire. There's no dead weight, you know, in Northern California. We're making it happen. We're even looking towards Sacramento, California. We're trying to hit every corner of the West here and make it happen and make it shine, you know. And then we can join together in ranks with our brothers down in New York and New Jersey and other parts of the land, you know, and let everyone know that, hey, we believe in black power and black economics and black love, you know. It started here, and it definitely will rise up again here. The West got to rise up again, you know, in order for this thing to come about and make and for us to make things happen. Last thing I want to say, a lot of our leaders need to come up out of their comfort zone. They need to come up out of their comfort zone. They need to come up out of their churches. They need to come up out of their mosques, their temples. They need to come out of their homes. They need to come out from behind their BMWs, you know, their Mercedes-Benz, and, you know, and their trucks and whatnot. They need to come out of their comfort zone and hit these streets, you know. Because guess what? When the whole thing is all said and done, if the revolution do come, guess who they coming after first? They're gonna bomb rush the church, bomb rush the synagogue, bomb rush the temples, you know, bomb rush these places in the conference zone, and they're gonna pour these people out of there because they've been cheating our people, and our people are fed up with it. So the revolution starts at home, and that starts with the individual, and from there it starts in the community, and then we spread abroad. And I just wanted to say that, you know. But I feel, without a shadow of a doubt, things will be lifted up, you know. You know, I heard Jesus said, if I'm lifted up, I will draw all men unto thee. You know, so we have to be, we have to lift this thing up, you know. Because we are like unto him, you know. We do all these different things, you know. So we need to lift this thing up and change the condition of our people. If we're scared of our people, we're scared of our youngsters, that's our problem, because we created it, we produced them. We created these bad little Negroes in the back seats of our Chevrolets, you know, huh? We created these Negroes doggy style. We created these Negroes. So let me tell you something. These things are relevant to the way our people are acting right now. And that's all I got to say right now. And I don't even want to get tied up in this, you know, because I got a whole lot of work to do. But I will be on the phone, you know, listening to the rest of this program.
All right, brother. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your commentary, and thank you for what you're doing over there on the West Coast to keep the home of the rising of the Panther. Because I must say that in a historic aspect, yeah, over there in California they set it off. But I'm a county over for Lowndes County, home of the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, where it all comes from, good old Soapley. But it's not about what part of the country we're in. It's about how well we come together. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing on your front, brother. And I will be waiting your text message so that I can put you on my list of organizers for this day of action. And, again, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for the vision that you have and what's going to be coming up and coming out from California. Thank you again. And now I'm making room for my next caller. Caller calling me from 904-705. Caller, I want to say Black Power to you. Free the land. Welcome to the line here on Black Power Radio tonight. How you doing out there? Got my caller from 904-705 coming on the line here. And let me also put this out for all of the organizers that are organizing for the International Day of Action. We are asking you in some way to incorporate the black farmers, and if it's too late for you to do so at this time, we will still be connecting you with farmers. We will have a Farmers Only Day of Action coming up around Thanksgiving.
Okay, we still on? Y'all still on with me? All right, we got disconnected. I know the rest of the callers is on. We'll wait till Lady Freedom call back in. We're trying to pull on right now. Look like Brother Mikhail Muhammad at 904-705. Brother Mikhail, you on with us? Okay, sound like Mikhail is having some issues. But at the end of the day, we keep it moving. And so, brothers and sisters, what sisters saying is that if you right now organizing for the National International Day of Action, make sure that you include something to do with the Tuba to Johnny Express. Make sure you have something to do with us sending 3 tons of goods to our brothers and sisters in Senegal, Africa. And so we'll pull up. We'll get Brother Mikhail on next call after we pull on Sister Lady Freedom back on. It'd be 502-609. But back to you right now, Sister Lady Freedom. Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Shine. These good old touchscreens. Boy, I put it in my female pocket and it was over with. But I do want to say, let me finish my thought before my phone disconnected us all. While you're organizing, yes, thank you for pushing that. We do want to not only get you to incorporate the black farmers, but also, you know, to continue to be collecting goods for probably what will be the round two, because if I understand correctly, we will be shipping goods before October 1st gets here. So just going ahead and save them up. There's nothing wrong with a round two. And, again, if you are not in touch with some farmers in your area, go on ahead and start reaching out for farmers. And we will be sending out, even if you do not get farmer co-ops, black farmer co-ops, at your International Day of Action this go-round, we will be, again, having a farmers-only day of action closer to Thanksgiving. And it will be twofold. It'll be for us to connect consumers and farmers together, and also to get the information out to our people to educate them that in fact, that the day of Thanksgiving was not started by white pilgrims and my red-faced brothers and sisters. It was actually started by a Moorish man, John Hanson, who was the first president of this country before it became the United States. And so we want to twofold put that out to the people around Thanksgiving time. But just to prepare for that, you will be, if you are organizing for the International Day of Action, you will be receiving some cards for or pledge cards for buyers clubs. And if you're not familiar with buyers clubs and what they do and how they work, please go to MohammedFarms.com to see their model of buyers clubs and how they are working. And it is our hope to not only be able to begin buyers clubs for people here in this country, but to also make it possible for us to be able to import and export. A sister contacted me from Miami, said she has a connection with some farmers in Haiti. Well, I don't see why we can't be exporting and importing. So I want to challenge all of us to think outside the box as well. So, again, I believe we have a caller on the line, Brother Sean, or in queue. Is that correct? Brother Sean?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, sis. What's happening?
Okay, I thought we had a caller in queue. I wanted to make sure I didn't have them waiting too long.
Yeah, let's go for it. I'm trying to pull on Brother Mikhail. 502-609, you're on the air, Black Power Radio. It's the Lady Freedom, Black Power.
Black Power, I like to say. This is Brother Richard from the Kentucky chapter. I have good news for Brother Shine. I'm part of the Justice of Reinvestment Pallet Project. They're going to let us off in the prison system. And we're going to be able to help people in that transition from being released and being out in the community. I want to officially become a member. And I love to be the community liaison because I'm doing that work already. And I love to just be more connected and make it official with the Black Panther Party. I'm willing to go through the process and the procedures. And I would like to solicit your prayers. Wanted to share the good news and saying, hey, I want to help with the pipeline here in the Kentucky chapter.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. That's great news for me. Let y'all know I'm working too. What's going on with you, Black man? Black Power to you.
Man, just been doing this work, trying to stay incognito and really get off in here so we can be effective, man. So when we hit the ground running. And be influential.
All right. Well, you already know. I'll be in touch with you. You ain't got to worry about that.
Yes, and brother, I would also like to, I'm not sure if you already like our page or if you've already joined our page for United Front Agriculture Ministry, so that you can get information about things that you can incorporate with whatever you will be organizing in the future. Definitely want to get you linked in with that. And I just wanted to put my fist in the air for you for wanting to come on board and to put your words to action. Black Power to you on that.
Black Power.
Yes. Now, I want you, this is interesting, to get an interested brother on the line. So I'm interested to find out, what is it that piqued your interest? What is it that made you say, you know what, I need to get in where I fit in? Brother, you still there?
Shakur. I'm still here.
Okay.
The origin of Tupac Shakur, in an interview someone asked if he wasn't rapping, what he'll do. He said, if I wasn't rapping, I'd be part of the new Black Panther Party. And he was not only my favorite rapper, I modeled my life after him when I was in the street. Now I'm no longer in the street, and I still model my life after him in a lot of ways. And that's what it really started from. I have to say that he's the one that really gave me the strong inclination, being more conscious of what's going on with our people and what the and what the new Black Panther Party really presents, especially to Kentucky, is for that brother that's in the middle, a brother that's not this and a brother that's not that, a brother that's really conscious, but he don't want to be part of the Christian church or the Nation of Islam and just be stuck in an organization. He wants to be activated. He wants to be out in the community. And then that's what it's really the bridge, the umbrella that our community definitely needs.
Okay.
All right. Just for those that don't know, that's my brother Richard. Brother Richard is a strong soldier organizer. He's got a passion for the youth, a passion for the community. You already heard him say he's been in the streets, and so he's a brother and a black man that's not afraid to go back and back to the streets. Kind of brother I roll with, man. So we appreciate it. We just wanted you to say that because that's a lot of people that they want to know what is it? What is it about the new Black Panther Party that has so many black men and women, young black men and women, and just black men and women, period, interested and active and wanting to get involved? Because we got so much mud, so much dirt, so much whatnot that's thrown on us, and they can't understand it. But you making it plain. These brothers and sisters is doing the work, and we giving you like an underground railroad in the hills of North America.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you, Brother Richard. And a black pod to you, man. Make sure you give me a call. Call me tomorrow, man. If I don't pick up on the first one, you know you got to call me again, man. Give me a call.
Yes, sir.
All right, black pod.
Black pod.
All right, brothers and sisters, Lady Freedom says she needs about 15 minutes. Give her 15 minutes. We're going to keep it moving, though. I want to go ahead and pull on 214-395. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about a Declaration of Independence and our National and International Day of Action, October the 1st. Black Power.
Black Power family, how y'all doing this night? This is your brother DK.
Doing blacktastic.
For the new Black Panther Party. In regard to the National Day of Action, I just want to say, y'all don't forget my voice too. I'm a little in and out tonight, but I just want to say, here in Dallas, Texas, we're getting things ready, getting things rolling. A lot of donations coming in for the people in regards to the clothing items and other supplies needed to send the synagogue. And, what impresses me is that when people hear that these goods are being shipped out of the country, it's like everybody want to help. Everybody want to do their part. So, you know, it's a lot of things here that we can do to help the brothers and sisters outside the country as well as the brothers and sisters here in the hills of America, you know, and when people see how we rolling, man, they see us working, you know, that's the best example we can give to people because everybody wants to be a part of that. You know, a lot of times
right. People
not willing to jump on the front line when the guns are smoking, but they know they play their part. You know, everybody's not called to be a soldier, but we all have to do our part to help our people and together. You know, we can succeed at seeing that victory. You know what I mean? Of seeing our people on top. But we all have to play our part, and it's being done. And I just want to give much honor to the new Black Panther Party as a whole, to all the brothers in Kentucky. I hear you, man, fired up for love. And that's what's up. You know, Lady Freedom, she's doing her thing. Brother Shine, you work too much. You work too hard, you know, so you always on the front line. You know what I mean? So you know what it takes, man. You know what it takes, man, and
yes, sir.
Me coming home from, I'm going to say hell, you know, after doing a year of incarceration and jumping back on the front line, you know, this is the fire where I want to be in. And for us to have this day of action now, it's like this is one I can participate in fully to the fullest. And I'm working my best to do my part of making a great success on our end. I can't say my end because there's no I and team. This is our end. So, you know, I'm doing my best to make sure that we get as much as we can coming out of the South. You know, I'm going to make sure that I got to give props to my sister. You know, Yara been on top of one. You know, the sister's been on top of one. She ride me, and I'm going to stay riding everybody else. You know, that's just how it is. But Black independence, man, that speaks for itself. You know what I mean? We got to do everything that we not want to do, but need to do, to where we don't have
That's
to depend
right.
on cracker for a thing. We need doctors. We need to have brothers and sisters on point, on deck, ready to operate. We need teachers. We got to have sisters and brothers on deck, ready to educate. We need soldiers. We got to have them on deck, ready to regulate. You know, it's that time, bro. It's that time for us to just stay fired up. And on top of being fired up, man, we got to get full of this knowledge, man. A lot of people don't know. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't know, and some of them don't want to know what black people have been through and the struggles, and bigger than that, the accomplishments that we've made from the, since the years of slavery and years before then. You know, we have to keep that in the people's minds, so we got to keep educating our babies. We got to keep training our young men and young ladies how to be young kings and queens, because they're tomorrow. You know, we stand today, but they are tomorrow, bro. And we got to just, you know, keep that in our in the youth mind. And believe it or not, you know, our babies see everything that we do every day. And that's our future. You know what I mean? They see everything we do every day. So you got to remember what they see, they will be. We got to make sure they have that best influence in front of them, not BET, not Lil Soulja Boy and them, you know, Lil Weezy and them, no disrespect to none of them for what they do, but it's just how they do it. And that ain't what we want our people to go through. You know, we want them to know something real. You know, I hear a lot of brothers down south talk about trill. We want to keep it trill with the people and to make sure we're training them while we're keeping them real so that they can survive out here in these fields. And, you know, in this jungle that we're in, man, it's hell. It's no turning back from it once they get you caught up. They waiting to throw our babies in prison. They waiting to turn them out with the birth control and everything else. You know, they want to stop our existence, but we showed them that, hey, what Kylie said, we don't die, we multiply. You know what I mean? Hey, we done that. We done a great job of doing it. But now it's time to step out on the revolutionary forefront and really get the real guns ready, the mental guns ready. You know what I mean? They get the real muscles working. And the real muscles is the work in the field. We got to continue to do the work. And the work is what's going to outlast our enemy, because they don't work too hard. You know, they working trying to stop us from working. But if we keep grinding, hey, they, believe it or not, they'll hang it out after a while. They're going to hang it out. They're going to have to hang up the dry, because I don't believe the movement is going to stop no time soon. And the success is being shown, proven every day. Every time we wake up and we crank up everything, we crank up every time one of the callers log in to Black Power Radio and take that listen and make that speak. Hey, that's letting that devil know just how much power we really have out here. And on the same token, how much more we will have when we continue to do what we're doing. So, you know, bro, we just got to continue this great work. And it is a great work that is being done. And I just want to thank everybody for doing their part on behalf of the New Black Panther Party, you know, and everybody else. The Tuba John Express, man, is hot. It's a rolling choo-choo, you know. It's hot right now. And I got a sister who called me earlier, Sister Wanda. If you listen, I want to thank you for the donation that you gave. You know, the sister called me and told me she's a truck driver. She going to be on the road, but she want to meet up with me so I can pick this stuff up. Man, we'll do whatever it takes, man. I'll pick it up. If I have to, drop points, make them. If you can't get to the drop point, call us. We'll come pick it up. We want to make sure this thing is rolling and smoking. And after this is done, somebody said round two early. We got to have, there's nothing wrong with a round two or a round three or four when it comes to helping our people. We have to keep this thing rolling. And that's all I really have to say for right now, bro, on that note. Black power.
Black power to you, sir. And Brother DK, listen, we appreciate you. We appreciate your spirit and the way that you're dropping it down, brother, all your years of service.
Sir.
But more so than that, man, we appreciate the fact that you're still rolling. That you're
man,
still
I ain't
rolling,
stop,
you're still sir. Holding the line, and you're still pushing the envelope, man. We appreciate you, black man.
Brother Sean, I'm not going to stop at all, man. And, before I leave off the air tonight, I want to make sure that the family and everybody else has contact information on me. You can email me at dknbpp@hotmail.com. You know, send me an email. Let me know what's on your mind. I'm going to get back at you. Man, it's lovely out here. It's hell. Sometimes it's hard dealing with the conditions of our people. But it's lovely knowing that when we step out there, man, in that water and it's hot, the love we get from our people and that embrace and let us know, and let me know we're doing our job, we're playing our part, and I love that. And that's why I continue to roll, Shawnee, because it has nothing to do with for us, position, title, or where you at, because you bear witness in hell organizing sometimes. But when the people embrace us the way they do, and when the babies look at us like, man, that's Black God, I love that. I love that. And I want my son to have that same feel. My sons with an S. I got 8 girls and 6 boys. You know, and I want them to have that same embrace and that same love. So that's why I do it, man. I do it for my babies. You know what I mean? It's nothing to, I had to tell a teacher today, you know. She said, well, just be thankful you're doing something for your son's education. You know, when I went up to the school, I told her, he's not really getting the education in y'all's school system. I think he learned more based on what I teach him at home. But this is something that he has to go through for right now. But it is what it is, you know, and I'm glad that we're going through what we're going through and we're going to continue to do it, bro. And I'd never turn my back on the people because they ain't never turned away from looking for us, man. So somebody got to stay out here to do it, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my brother. Like once again, thank you 1,000 times. And we look forward. Everybody that's down there in Texas, man, listen, organize with our National Minister of Defense and our brothers and sisters that are organizing on some serious moves, some serious moves. This is, we're talking about the heart of the new Black Panther Party, the start of the new Black Panther Party, or I should really say the root of it, the root of the new Black Panther Party right there in Dallas, Texas. So shouts out to everybody that's there in Houston, to San Antonio, surrounding areas. You know, that's one of the hometowns and the birthplace of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. DK, I appreciate you. Hold the line,
yes,
Black man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Black Power, that's our National Minister of Defense, Brother DK. As we keep it moving, there's so many of you all on here. I'm trying to get as many of you callers in here that I can. If you all are here listening by phone, you can call 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. Next caller is 432-260. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about a Declaration of Independence, us making a name, a nation of our own, a land of our own, and of course, a history of our own, and we're talking about international trade with Africa. Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Sister Ira.
What's happening, comrade?
Oh, not too much, brother. I guess it's a Southern thing tonight because all of us in the South is really representing. Shout us out because the South is rising. This Tuba Tujani Express, I mean, it has just taken off down here in the South, and everybody is really grabbing on to it. We're getting a whole lot of donations, calls. If I'm not getting calls, Brother DK is getting calls. So, I mean, we're doing our thing in the South. We're trying to raise, you know, our chapters and stuff up and just motivate the people and stuff all over again.
That's absolutely fantastic. That's fantastic. Tuba Tujani Express. Go ahead.
But you know my real reason for calling in, you know how black folks do. They're going to call in when they want something. My real reason for calling in was, once again, to give my Black Power promotional radio for the Tuba Tujani Express. We're winding down close to the end, and we need, you know, these cities, you know, that want to be a part of it to contact me and hit me on Facebook because we're running, you know, getting down to crunch time. And we are shipping, as I've said before, 3 tons of clothing, which is 6,000 pounds. So donate, donate, donate. I mean, let that be all on your mind. Just donate, donate, donate so they can help us, the people can help us make history and show, you know, everyone here in the United States of America that the MBPP is about its word in helping African people abroad and nationally. So if they could please contact me at 405-294-2283. We have a page also, the United Ministry of Pan-Africanism on Facebook, or hit me on Facebook under Ayera Eyotunde Isi. And, again, I just want to shout out everybody that's been giving us donations. Shout out all my family here in the South. I think Freedom is on tonight, ain't she?
Yes, ma'am. Lady Freedom is on. She had to step away for just a second. She'll be right back in a few minutes.
Okay. But, yeah, that's why I was calling in to continue to promote the Tuba Tujani. And, oh, and the brother in Kentucky, I want to tell him to welcome to the revolution and look forward to meeting everybody in December when we have our national summit.
Black Power, Black Power. Appreciate you, Sister Ira. If everybody was smart, if people were smart, they'd do what you did and just call in and drop their stuff. You know what I mean? All the cities. All the cities, they got a national debt action plan. You need to be calling in and dropping your stuff on this radio show. We're talking across the country. People is in your area listening while you think they're sleeping. Drop your stuff. And so promote it one more time,
Aya. Please. It's the 2x2 Johnny Express. And like I say, let the theme music be. If you got to make up a rap song in your head about donations, donate. Any monetary donation is small, you know, small, medium, large, whatever. It can be 5, 10, 15, because it all adds up. Again, for the 2x2 Johnny Express, we need clothes, school supplies, children's clothes, just anything you can think of. And when you get the donations, be sure and separate them and make sure it's not any worn items in there, and separate the women's and the children's and the men clothing and just, you know, fold them up and everything, make sure they're nice and clean. But, again, to donate for the 2x2 Johnny Express, please contact me anytime. It don't necessarily have to be in Texas. You can be anywhere all over the country, and I'll call you back, 405-294-2283. And my other Facebook page is United Ministry of Pan-Africanism, or you can hit me directly on Facebook, Ayera Ayotunde Ife. And, like I said, call. Call me for donations. Continue to hit me on Facebook if you want to join the party. You don't have to be in Texas. I mean, I'll grab you and give you to the right person. You know, just continue to call and promote us and help your family out. That's what Africans do.
Yeah, yeah. Black power. Appreciate you, Ayera. Listen, we know we're going to hear from you more as the week grinds on. I did have a question for out of New York while you're on the line. Where
mm-hmm.
where New York can drop their stuff off? Where can New York?
It is. I'm thinking right now off the top of my head because I have it written down at home, but I want to say it's the Senegalese. I don't know it by heart, but it's on our Pan-Africanism page, the United Ministry of Pan-Africanism, and it's the Senegalese center there in New York. And I don't have the address right offhand because I'm out and about right now, but I can get that information if you. You know, text me their phone number if they get a hold of me. I know somebody had called me from New Jersey earlier, and I had to hit them back. But if they contact me, I can give them all that information.
All right. Well, there it is. I'll get you the information. I'll text you later on tonight. But definitely, again, 432-260-4184. Contact our coordinator, Sister Ayera. As we're sending 3 tons, we want to really try to get over 3 tons. You don't want to stop at 3 tons. We're trying to send over 3 tons of goods, humanitarian aid, and whatever we can to our brothers and sisters beginning in Senegal with the 2x2 Johnny Express. Want to send a thanks of gratitude and appreciation to recording artist, Brother Akon, who's helping us along with this, and all of you who's organizing, helping with this. You know you got clothes in the closet. You know you got clothes in the trunk. You know you got clothes you done outgrew or what have you that ain't, you know, they don't fit right no more. And you're tired of trying to squeeze yourself into them. Send them to our brothers and sisters in Senegal. Send them to Senegal. You'd be surprised what your little stonewashed jeans can do for our brothers and sisters who's being bombed right now, you know, by NATO forces. I mean, you know, so. There it is. So appreciate you, Sister Ayera, and I'm
right
gonna continue.
On.
Like I'm gonna continue to blast the number out, blast the email out, and all that. Just let's just blast it. And the final date is what, the 25th?
We're looking at the 25th, but if it's some items that roll in a little bit later, we'll get those too. You know, because I know we have some people, you know, that roll on, you know, that late time all the time. We'll get those too. And like I said, we just want to. You know, promote, you know, a Black United Front, and this is all part of building a Black United Front, creating bridges to Africa directly, direct contact. So this is what we're trying to do. This is what people wanted. This is what Chairman Malik envisioned. This is what he has created. So let's support him.
Yeah, there it is. And for those of you that are looking via internet, if you look in the queue, on Black Power Radio, you'll see the 2x2 Johnny Express fly going past, and you'll see what we're doing. For those of you that's hating, let me just say, for those of you that's hating, you know hate means you're doing what you're supposed to do. But for those of you that's always asking, what's the new Black Panther Party doing? What's your programs? What is Dr. Malik Zahir Shabazz doing? What are you doing? What are you doing with that? We're showing you what we're doing. We're showing you what we're doing. So I'm saying now that you see some of the things that we got going on, I'm saying some of the things. This ain't everything. Just some of the things that we're doing. We're asking now for your support and for your help. And for all of those that was criticizing, saying, where the programs at, your Panthers, you're supposed to have programs. We got plenty of programs for you, plenty of programs, plenty of ministries, plenty of things you can get involved with that can really affect change in our community that you can control and do something for yourself with. So appreciate
and
you, Ira. Appreciate you.
They would see those programs if they would get their ass off of Facebook, you know, and get out into the community and quit trying to point the finger. You know, they can see some of those programs. Programs don't develop on Facebook. We have to use that as a social tool, a network, before that pecker will cut it off. You know, so we need to start getting off our ass and using our own eyes to go see instead of always pointing and talking about what somebody is not doing. Because I'm not going to keep having somebody talk about what my chairman is not doing when I know he's busting his ass. They don't know the things that's going on behind closed doors. So they're just sitting on a social network, mouth Putin.
Hey, exactly. And I'm not even going to take you said it all right there. I ain't got to say that. You said it all right there. So let me get to the other callers out here. You know what I mean? Because listen, make sure you call back in on Wednesday. On Wednesday, call back in. If you got to say the same thing you just said, and just say the same thing you just said.
Yes, sir.
So call back in on Wednesday. All right, Black Power.
All right, Black Power, brother.
All right, and I mean, That is what that is. And for those of you that's sensitive, because she said the word ass, and ass in biblical terms was a vehicle, was a way to ride. Anyway, 786-486, you're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about our National International Day of Action, and we're talking about a Declaration of Independence. Black Power.
Oh, yes. Greetings from Black Power, Brother Sean. This is Cheryl with Black Riders. I was just calling to let you know that even though, as I know you may have heard, that our General Taco has been locked up on some trumped up charges out here in L.A., but Lala and Etana has been freed, and we are going to still keep pushing and keep recruiting out here in the city of Los Angeles. And on October 1st, we will do our best to go from city to city, like in the area, like in Compton, L.A., Long Beach. We're going to do our best to do the most recruiting we can on October 1st. So I also wish you all luck with all of your programs that you're going to be doing out there, because it's all about unity.
Hey, which one of my comrades is this?
Miss Cheryl.
Hey, what's happening, Cheryl? How you been, sis?
Oh, fine. We just out here just trying to get the donations up to get our general out.
Okay, yeah. For those that don't know, we had our comrade Taco, who is the leader of the Black Rider Liberation Party. He was on the air with us, and he was talking about unification, unifying and merging the new Black Panther Party with the new Black Panther Party with a unified effort. And then literally, I'm talking the very next day, our brother was swooped up by the pigs, and chief of staff there, Sister Lala, swooped up by the pigs. And so what I'm saying is that for some of us may take this lightly. We may take this whole Black Power Radio and all this lightly, but your enemies and those who have kept you in this condition for 400 years, they do not take this lightly by any stretch of the imagination. Everything that we're saying right now, of course, is being recorded. Everything we're saying right now is being broadcast, and it ain't always going, and it's not always going into black homes. And so for those of you that can, we want you to support our brother that's locked down right now, brother Taco, and of course, pray and meditate, whatever your spiritual path is, whatever you do, for our brother's safety and for his security, as he's not a stranger. Any of us that are in this work, we understand that this is something that comes along sometime with the territory, you know what I mean, in some kind of way, shape, form or fashion. But of course, you want to be able to have your comrades to have your back and know that people are gonna write you, know that those are gonna take care of you, those that are gonna, you know, be there to support you. And so, sis, if you all have the information, if you have it available, you can broadcast it now.
Okay, I don't have the information with me right now because Right now the headquarters is shut down. Everything is on shutdown because General Taco's phone has been tapped, and, of course, my phone, for all I know, could be tapped. So we're trying not to put a lot of information out there, but I do have your email, and I can't email it to you.
Okay, definitely.
Any information, I can't email it to you because I, right now, since that incident, I really don't trust the telephones. And so, but
right.
I had to get on here and just to let you and the call and the listeners know that, the, you know, the update on Taco's, you know, situation. So we're not sure when he's going to be getting out, but you know, it is trumped up charges. And I don't want to speak a lot about the case, but they were saying that it was on some about gang affiliation, and he's not gang affiliated. What he does, he goes into the gang neighborhoods to speak to these gang members about unity, about squashing all of this black-on-black crime and black-on-black hatred and murdering. So as they find him, and with that tracking device that they have on his leg, the police just, you know, naturally track them in the gang neighborhood and pull them over. Because why? They don't want to see us unified. They don't want to see this brother go out here and stop this black brother from killing another black brother. Because that's what they want us to do. They want us to demise ourselves and kill ourselves off. So when they see a brother trying getting out of the gang situation and trying to stop others, they want to stop it. Because they want
exactly
to see us
right.
kill us all. So we're not going to
exactly
stop that.
Right.
That's why I said on October 1st, we will do the best we can to keep on recruiting, to keep on talking to gang members. It's going to even,
keep
it's not going to make us stop. It's going to make us intensify our efforts to stop the gang members.
Exactly right. Of course, as you heard, the comrades in L.A., they'll be, you're familiar with Limerick Park, I know. So they'll be in Limerick Park with you all. And, let's keep pushing. Like I say, I plan to link up with you all soon, and we'll all sit down and organize. But hell, like I'm saying again, as soon as I get the information, we're going to put it out. And I do want to say in this same vein as we prepare to bring Lady Freedom Black on, I do want to say in the same vein, those of you who have not yet called the line, the Georgia Board of Parole. For Brother Troy Davis, who is due to be executed this Wednesday, due to be assassinated this Wednesday. I'm going to give out that number because I told you all last show that I was, and Sister Ayira gave it out first. I'm going to give it out now. That number is area code 404-656-5651. Again, 404-656-5651, and you should demand a stoppage to the assassination and what they term as the execution of our brother Troy Davis, whom the evidence clearly shows that the man didn't do what they're saying that he did. The case is completely crumbled, but yet those devils and bastards in the Georgia criminal justice system are continue to press on with the case, and so the people have to rise up now. In the same spirit as when Honorable Comrade Huey P. Newton was facing the gas chamber, and the people rose up from every corner of the country. Every corner of the country, our people rose up, and you heard that slogan: "Free Huey, Free Huey, Free Huey." In the same vein, you must now, and we must now, in our own generation, our own time. We must now rally to come together for our brother Troy Davis, who the Georgia criminal justice system is intent on making an example out of. And the brothers like Brother Taco and our brothers now, all the rest of our political prisoners who, you know, are behind these concentration camps, they intend to make examples out of us. Our National Minister of Defense, Brother DK, just released, knows exactly what we're talking about. He's on that and with that. And so, sis, whatever we can do, you already know from me that we going to spread the word. To help our comrade who is locked down, and we're gonna definitely do what I know that he would do and that any Panther would do, which is to organize on the streets for the liberation of our people who are political prisoners on the streets and our people who are political prisoners behind bars. So appreciate you, sister, for telling
you
us
so
that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you too. Just keep the prayers up. You know, he's very strong. We talked to him today. He's doing real good. It's not fazing him. And that's the main thing that we're happy about, that it's not breaking them. If anything, it's making them stronger. So that's what we're looking for. But in the meantime, just keep your prayers and, you know, keep your support out there for them. That's all we're saying. Free Taco.
All right, Free Taco. We got you. Power to the people, sis. Black power.
Power to the people. Black unity and black love.
All right, and so there it is. Let me go ahead and pull Sister Lady Freedom back in. She's black and she's settled down now, and I can sit back and get some of this tea in me. I can get some of this tea in me, but we do got a string of callers that's calling in, and I know that I got a tech Buffalo. Buffalo is trying to get in too, so we do want to get Buffalo in as well. But Lady Freedom, you black with us?
I'm black with us. We're here, most deaf, and don't get too comfortable with your tea, brother Sean Kwali, because I'm on mama duty over here. So if the little panther is trying to get a little off the chain, I might have to put you back. I might have to tag team you back in. But ready and say black power to the people. Say black power to the black power people.
I can't hear them.
Oh, okay. Well, Reggie, she's not cooperating. However, Norman, she's happy to say black power to the people. And it's a blessed thing to be here and to even have a little princess who will pay attention when you say, hey, mommy's getting ready to do black power radio. I need you to be on your best behavior. So let us continue to raise up our little comrades in training. Let us continue to raise them up and the way they need to go, so when it's time to go ahead and pop, they know who they're shooting at.
That's true.
Say Black Radiance. Black Tower, yeah. Get ready for bath time when it's in. I want to thank, I've been tuned, even though I have been on the mute, I have been tuned in. Okay. I have been tuned in, and I've been enjoying the conversation that's going on. Thank you, Sister Hero, checking on the Queen. And also all of you with your respective issues that you called in for. And I'm finding out about Brother Taco. And whatever I need to do to help Brother Taco, I'd be glad to. And I want to thank you all also for your prayers and what you're doing for Brother Troy Davis. Let us continue to call, even though the hearing did take place today. Let us continue to call those people, let them know we're watching them. And even though they are no longer really supposed to be taking calls for Brother Troy at the Georgia Board of Paroles and Pardons, nor at the Georgia Governor's Office, I'm still urging people, call the White House, push President Barack Obama to call Georgia's governor to talk some sense into him. And really, if you anything like me, you'll just alternate these numbers when you call. I call Georgia, then I hang up, I call the White House, 202-456-1111. Again, the number is down, 202-456-1111, because, you know, the president can get him that last 23rd-hour phone call and make something pop off. So let us put some pressure to him. He was right, because if they fry Troy, they will fry Barack, Vic, Bashir, all of us. So let us be vigilant and let us do this like we are Troy Davis, for truly we are. For when I saw that white lady that today on the line, I heard her jaw hit the floor. But I'm glad to bring on our next caller. We got another caller coming in, 724-342. Caller, you're on Black Power Radio. Black power to you. My caller here from
727-342. For the Tampa St. Petersburg New Black Tampa Party.
Black power.
Black power.
Thank you for
Black
joining
power.
Us today, brother. Yes, and Radiant said Black Power again. And again, please tell me where you're calling from again, caller.
Tampa, Florida. I'm the chairman here in Tampa, Florida.
I'd
just like to say free Troy Davis.
Oh, you're right.
Free all the comrades that's incarcerated right now behind bars right now, the political prisoners. I was calling to speak on a topic tonight, Black Power Nation, independence, getting our chapters all around the world on the same focus as independence, running our own nation, schools, hospitals, and all of that. We just got to come together and work as one accord to the Black Power Manual and the Black Power teaching to get our chapters on the same page for this independence that we're looking for. And when we all come together, the independence will be dependent on each other. So I'll just call them. Everybody keep up the good work around the world. Sister Ayera, I salute you. Free Taco, free all the political prisoners. Brother X, I salute you. Chairman Malik Shapass, I salute you also. Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, Brother Clarence, Brother Clarence, will you please tell us what's happening for the Day of Action? For those that are down there with you and Sister Michelle and Tampa and St. Petersburg and I mean Miami, Jacksonville, and on, what's happening in Tampa for the Day of Action October 1st? And then we'll turn it right back to Lady.
October 1st, we'll be marching through the black communities, spreading awareness on youth violence. Right now in Florida, we have a widespread of youth violence, gun violence, and things like that, black-on-black crime. We want to bring attention to the youth and to the parents out here that's in the struggle to bring justice to their child unsolved murders here in the city of Tampa. Also against the big bust they're doing here in Tampa with the income tax fraud and things like that, just educating our people that they got a job to do and they got to do it right. So we got to stand by and just let them do their job and stand up for ourselves. We can't continue to let the white man bash us across the head and we don't do nothing about it. Just like you said earlier, they try to make an example out of Troy Davis. Not only him, they're trying to make an example out of all of us. So we need to spread the awareness of what's going on in our city, which is youth violence, especially black-on-black crime here in the city of Tampa and the black neighborhoods. City of Tampa, we're so congested with black neighborhoods. It's all like all in one area. It's like 20 miles of all black land. And so we just want to walk through the communities and speak black power and bring these communities together, all these rival neighborhoods together, let them know that we all from one place. We here to fight one man. And that's the white man. We can't continue to fight each other because when we continue to fight each other, they're looking at us like we don't have no fucking sense, no knowledge, no education, no awareness. We just going to continue, and they're going to continue to just sit back and let us do it. They don't have a problem with coming up to a murder scene, roping off, sitting around each other, laughing and giggling while a young black male on the ground dead and his family on the sideline crying and stuff like that. These crackers don't give a damn. They encourage that. They encourage, like Sister said, they call me a gang member. I'm not a gang member. I go in the communities telling gangs to stop this. Let's get educated. Let's go to school. Let's get powerful. Let's go get these crackers education. They free education. And then turn around and bust them back in the head with the same education and knowledge that we gained from them and gained from myself and gained from our ancestors, Malcolm X. And all of them just got to come together and stand up on one accord to be independent, to raise our own black nation, our own neighborhood.
For sure.
So down here in Tampa, we're doing the youth violence, stop the youth violence, march and rally and town hall meeting.
Awesome, brother. I also, I'm not sure if you know Little Lady Free, I'm doing a little recording from time to time. And I actually did a song that I would like to get to you if you would be so kind. Text me your mailing address so I can mail you a copy of the CD and free of charge. I'll send it to you, which has a song on it called Let This Be the Last, which was actually written about one of my children's playmates, one of my daughter's playmates. Little Hunter was less than 4 when he died as a result of violence. He was asking his mother for a drink of juice before the bullet came through the house and shot him in front of his mother. And the song, Let This Be the Last. And so I definitely would like to send that to you. People, please text me at 334-505-6852. A song about stopping the violence. You know, it was my earnest prayer, you know, while I'm sitting thinking, praying, Let This Be the Last. And so it's always my prayer, even though it's not, even though it hasn't been answered yet, that he be the last son, the last daughter, the last mother, the last father that we're going to lose, just continue to be my prayer. And I do pray that our people will come together to fight together instead of to fight each other. So, brother, I thank you for that. And, again, please text me information also so I can put you on my list of confirmed cities for the International Day of Action. All right? And, again, my number
is
334.
My number is, if no one has my number in a chapter around the world, my number is 727-342-4580. I had a previous number that the chapter had, but I had changed my number recently. Again, my number is 727-342-4580. You can also reach me on Facebook, Clarence Jones, Clarence Black Power Jones. Or if you just look Ali Muhammad Tampa and it'll come up. Anything else, you can get through me on email at stpetampamvpp@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. stpetampamvpp@gmail.com. We appreciate that. Thank you for what you're doing in your area. Black power to you.
Black
Thank
power.
Thank you for calling us on tonight. And I'm going to clear way for our next caller that's calling, checking in. Y'all on fire tonight, 973-885 calling me, caller. Welcome to Black Power Radio. I want to say black power to you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Are you there?
All right, that caller dropped off, so we'll go to the next one. 347-678. You're on the air with the Lady Freedom and Black Power Radio. Black Power. 347-678. Your mic's open. Go right ahead. Okay, they might just be listening. Let's keep moving. 216-925. You're on the air with Lady Freedom. We're talking about a Declaration of Independence, Black Power.
How you doing?
Blessed and thankful there, brother. How you doing today?
Okay, this is Brother Cahart, chairman from out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Great.
Yeah, known as Black Livia. Back in the day, the first city that elected the first city, you know, say this, after rebellion, elected a big city mayor after Honorable Malcolm L. Hodge, Malik Shabazz came and spoke. His first speech was here, Ballad of the Bullet. And because the black nationalists here in their formation, they had to make a decision. They went to the ballot and elected Honorable Carl Stokes. The second speech of Malcolm, a Ballad of the Bullet, was in Detroit that ended up getting a black mayor. So when the black nationalist formation come together in terms of reality, they bring about some changes, and we have to maintain that. The day of action here that we're talking about is October the 1st. We just did one on Joaquin Hicks. We continue to look at political prisoners. And the reason that we look at political prisoners is one reason why we don't understand the young brothers and sisters getting in formation with us, because they see in our very formation, and you were very correct, sister, and I give you a great prop, the formation of Black Panther Party in Lawrence County, we still don't give Musasa Rick, Willie Rick, known as the slogan of Black Power, King Snick movement, and that during that time, the symbols, because of sharecroppers were not educated in the proper manner that the slave master did, so they used symbols. They went from the X to use symbols. The Democrat, Republican used an elephant, Democrat used a jackass, a donkey, as Jesus rode in the Democratic Party, and they used a white cock rooster. Brothers and sisters came up with the Black Panther as a symbol, so that when brother and sister went to the poll, they can look at a symbol. The symbol of the Black Panther Party formation came to New York with Queen Mother Moore and the other formation. It went to California. All the formations, the revolutionary formation, and our symbol as the new Black Panther Party for self-defense is a panther coming out of Africa. That is Pan-African within itself. This panther coming out of Africa has got its teeth showing and its claws out. If you had a cat, the cat got his claw out and his teeth, he ain't about to drink no milk. You understand what I'm saying?
For sure.
And it's coming out of Africa. The other thing is I want to share with the brother and sister, we have a day of action. I want to share this real quickly. Day of action, also the government have a day of action. During the 60s, in our formation, we call ourselves New Black Panther Party, coming out what they call the original. In Cleveland, we say it's the formation. Every movement from Africa been original. I don't know how you look at it, but original in terms of our liberation and independence that African people have been kidnapped and brought here. The FBI in this country in the 1960s, and this is what's happening with us now. We have to study history in our formation. We say we knew. We are not new. If I go to Goodwin and get a pair of shoes, they knew shoes to me, but somebody else wore them. But they knew, but they came from the Goodwill. The FBI in the 60s, they set up 7,000 ghetto listening posts. They listen at us now, the listening posts. Counterintelligence program. There were 51 field division offices in every city. There are field division offices. Why? We the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We are a government and a paramilitary movement. So they understand that. Counterintelligence program, in 1968, 3,300 ghettos informers, not only in the Panther movement, but all of the black national formation in terms of a black messiah. In 1971, 7,500 informers. The government paid out over $7 million to infiltrate the Black Panther Party and the Black Liberation Movement. Why? We talk about political prisoners. We done forgot about the prisoner war. Brothers and sisters of the Black Liberation Army and other African-American liberation movement in this country. Young folks looking at us. We gave that rhetoric in the 60s, and they're looking at us now. And they've been in formation. I'm going to make this quick. Louis Tagwell wrote a book called Glass House Tape. Any elders that are sitting and listening understand that. That book has been taken off the market, but it's on the website. It's called Glass House Tape by Louis Tagwood. How he was professionally trained in Los Angeles to infiltrate the Black Panther Party and other black nationalist movement in terms of counterintelligence program to cause disunity, division, and operation. 1968, there were 7 Panthers that were assassinated. In 1969, there were 13 Panthers assassinated. In 1970, there were 5 Panthers assassinated. In 1971, there were 8 Panthers assassinated. As young as our Panther brother, we know Bobby Hutton. But we got to understand that because of that, there was a movement, and the government know this. What I'm talking is already the government know, a Black Liberation Army formed. In that Black Liberation Army, 9 guerrilla fighters. We don't talk about Primer Mile. We don't talk about Zay Malik Shakur. We don't talk about the brother Carly, who is in prison now. We don't talk. So the young brothers, especially the brothers in what we call street gang, we call them street government and street formation. Gangs is something that we all part of. A gang is what the cracker call when he go hunting. He hunt gangs. And he hunt rabbits, squirrels. He don't care what you look like. He hunt gangs. We are not gangs. We are formation. And the Black Panther Party brought the formation together. Political prisoners. One well known that we're going to death row is Brother Mukmir Abu-Jamal. Panther Minister of Information from the Philly chapter. We are abandoning our soldiers and understand bringing a war and understanding bringing and elevating the conscience of the people to a black national revolutionary movement. We understand this. 14 prisoner of war. Let's talk about Imam Jamil Al-Amin. They ain't talked about. Let's talk about Mukmir. Yeah. Let's talk about these formations. One sentence. Sure. Let's talk about the move. Let's talk about the move movement. 100 years. If you get 30 years in this racist prison or 10 years and you're a revolutionary country, that death. One revolutionary get 1 year in prison, that's a death sentence because you're a revolutionary. All the years that is sent.
That's true.
And because the deal of action, you understand that when you got two opposing teams, one team got an action plan, another team got an action plan. We talk about action plan, but let's look at the action plan of the opposite team. And I say this. We say, they got counterintelligence, we got counter-ignorance. And we got to counter the ignorant propaganda that is given to our people right now. But beautiful sister, when you say it, we understand. People say the reason the Panther started in California, that formation of the Panther Party started in Lyles County, Panther Party voter registration. Where did the arms come in, the weapon? The deacons for defense understood. The churches were being bombed, people being lynched. Women and babies being killed. The deacons came in, the armed forces. Hewitt Newton, our honorable chairman, honorable minister of defense back then, born in Louisiana, understood that history. If we don't study history and study our formation, we are in a revolutionary war. Not a rhetoric, but a revolutionary war. Ideology, understanding of our formation. Our day of action is every day. The day of October should be the day of that we recognize, as one comrade said, where do we recognize our comrades in prison? Sisters who gave their sons to the revolution and now don't want to talk about black power. fathers who lost their daughter and son don't want to talk black power. When they come to us and they say, oh, y'all trying to black power radically because we are abandoning our comrades. One, political prisoners. Two, prisoner of war. Why do I say prisoner of war? International law, understand that we are kidnapped people and when we wage war, we have a right under the Constitution and international law. You do not have to be recognized as a combatant of a nation, but when you're captured, you must be recognized as a prisoner of war. These are the formation. Our patch at the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, now I say this deeply, this is not a mascot. This is not a Panther football team or basketball team.
All right.
That Panther coming out of Africa with his teeth in his claw. Coming out of Africa, we understand the first battle and the war was waged when not we coming to America, they came and met with our mother and took us. So this is from Cleveland. This is how we're rolling. And we want to do the whole political prisoner thing and the prisoner of war that we have to recognize our fighting combatants who have been locked down. And once the young soldiers, and this is why they're going into prison, the Bloods, the Crips, the gang disciples, the heartless felons that we're dealing with here, heartless felons, brothers who say your rank is your heart become black. That means you have no respect for anything. All this come out of prison. Why? Because the prison is an institution of higher learning. Our comrade, our national field marshal, George Jackson, showed that. These brothers are organized behind the institution of prison, so they understand that if they don't get our scholars went in there, number one, as combat. We know Matula. We know Imam Jamil. We know all the brothers. We know Mook Mill. We know, I can name them for days. Go in there as soldiers. Now they're scholars. They went from soldiers to scholars, and for us to liberate them, bring them on the street, would be one of our greatest tests. And the young brothers, they'll recognize that, but they're going in there as Crips, controlling the community outside of prison on the streets. They're going there as Blood, controlling the streets from inside of prison. Everybody doing that but us.
I beg to differ just because we don't get the recognition and we don't get mainstream promoting our agenda and what we're doing. Don't get it twisted. I got some footage here of Chairman Malik Shabazz, who is on hold waiting to come in on the line, of Chairman Shabazz actually getting the gangs together, bringing together the folks, the Crips, the Bloods, even the Latin Kings. And so don't let the people mislead you that we're not doing it. It's getting done. It's just not getting publicized, you know. And so I thank you for that. And I want to let you know, I thank you for giving that bit of history and expanding on that history about the history of the Panthers. And I want to let you know what I've seen with my own two is that an actual real living Black Panther still roaming around out there in Lowndes County. And I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the animal herself. So, you know, that just gives me a confirmation that, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. We just have to keep picking up
that
torch,
right,
running with it, bust whatever head we got to bust with it, and keep on moving on to the next. And so I thank you, brother, for that. Thank you for what you're doing over there in Cleveland. I look forward to seeing what you'll be doing for your day of action. Thank you for what you're doing for our comrades and Sister Yira, Queen of Yira, if you're still on the line, you know we got to go ahead and get on this Abolish COINTELPRO. It's going to take some work, but we were just talking about it this past strong. And so I'm grateful for you to bring that to our attention and continue doing what you're doing on the front for our black, for our comrades that are locked up. All right. And thank you for your call. Please hold the line. I want to make room for our chairman to come on Black Power Radio to share his thoughts and his commentary with us as well. Brother, black power to you. Thank you for what you're doing. I salute you all the way in Cleveland, Ohio, and keep it up.
Black power and peace and black power to everyone. I just wanted to check in just for a moment. I want to keep the phone lines open and the program rolling. But I'm just sitting here working and working hard. But I want to let you all know that you all have inspired me tonight. And when I hear my elder and my big brother, Abdul Kahar, and Brother Malik from Los Angeles, California, and Sister Ayera, who I love very much, working hard. And to hear you, Queen, working hard, building up these ministries of the United Front. I just want to let you all know that I am very inspired, and I want to encourage everyone to stay the course. Stay the course and drive hard in the October 1st day of action, and don't let no naysayers or anyone turn us around. You don't hear a movement like this, like I've heard on this telephone. You don't hear a movement organizing and building for our people like this anywhere in the nation or throughout the world. And if we stay the course, we're going to be blessed. We don't have to worry about when the white man is coming or when the white media is coming. They will come. But right now, what we want to do is get our act together so we be as strong as possible when the enemy comes. And so we must build these formations, build these alliances, build the United Front, and rise up and do all that we're doing and continue to do it. Continue to pour those clothes in for the Tubai Express. Continue to gather those clothes and items and help us get it off to our people in Africa. Continue. I'm looking forward to being at this news conference at the Press Club on Friday at the height of the Congressional Black Caucus weekend, and to be with the heads of the Black Farmers Association and to the continued work of this ministry. I'm looking forward to being with the Senegalese, actually the president of Senegal, and others have invited me to a special forum in New York as all the heads of state have come to New York, to the United Nations. And so I'm looking forward to communing with the Senegalese community and pushing our ties with Africa further and stronger this week. And, of course, I'm looking on Sunday at Ohio State University. I'm looking to tear this cracker up, Pastor Rod Parsley. As soon as I can get out of court tomorrow and tie some details up, I'm going to get a fucking knife out and get ready to tear this cracker up on Sunday at Ohio State University. I'm talking about Pastor Rod Parsley. And so we have to fight on all fronts. All of the work is good. Every aspect of every angle of the work that we're doing is good. And the best part about it is what you hear on this phone line is we're doing it together. We're black people who are revolutionary and believe in liberation and who are well articulated and professional and who love our people, where they all are working together under a common plan and in unity. And that is a blessing. I just want to say I feel blessed and I love you all. I'm going to go back to work and continue to be inspired by you all and our national spokesman and everybody in the new Black Panther Party, everybody in the United Front, and everybody from all black organizations together. Let's just stay the course and drive hard into October 1st and every day after that, and we will see something very special come about. I'm gone, but I appreciate you and love you all. Black Power.
Black Power, sir. That's our national chairman, brothers and sisters. That is an honor. That's an honor. Our national chairman calling in and just letting you know that he's working too. He's working. He's working on the personal front and working on the black liberation front 24/7. And so we got to take the example. Brothers and sisters, we lost our sister Lady Freedom. I guess she's going to call back in. I know she's having some signal issues, but we keep the show going. The bottom line is if you by now don't have your flyer out, if you don't have your flyer out right now, you are behind the eight ball, you're behind the time. Anybody that's with the Day of Action movement, if you don't have your flyer out, your location secured, or an idea of what it is that you want to do, you are behind the eight ball. We need you to get that in ASAP, ASAP, like as soon as this show let's offer the air. You can be doing it as we're talking. Let's get that going. The locations, your propaganda, your connections, your lineup. You know, let's go. Let's go. What are we waiting for? Let's make the move. And so that, again, for those of you that are not involved yet, The website is dayofactionmovement.org, dayofactionmovement.org. Our email is nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. And so with that said, I'll bring back in a call for the afternoon to Lady Freedom. We keep on losing you, Queen.
All right. I'm getting disconnected, but I keep coming back. So
you got to keep coming back, strong and strong. All right, it's yours. Go ahead.
They can't keep me away from my people, not for too long, you know. So we just keep on bouncing black. We keep bouncing black, and that's what it's all about. You know, you guys just got to keep on bouncing black on it. So that's what we're doing. And I want to just say it is an honor to have had our chairman to call in to share his sentiments with us. And, you know, he's saying we encourage him. He encourages me, and I'm sure that many of you share that sentiment as well. And we just want to just give thanks for him, for his contribution and his vision that he has for the party, for the people, for the nation, and for his Declaration of Independence that we are signing on this here line here and that we shall soon be taken out to the people. And so that's a beautiful blessing to have, and all of you in your places there. I got a caller here coming in. Caller for the 347 area code. I want to hear from you on this Black Power line today. Black Power to you.
Hello, I think that would be me, Vita.
Great, yes. Thank you for calling, Queen. You're on Black Power Radio.
I needed to talk because the lady recording came on and said you're next in queue, so, and I didn't press any buttons, so I guess it was just my time to talk.
There it goes. They just put you on in there. They knew you had something to say, Queen, so just go ahead and share what's in the mind of the Royal Highness today.
I am in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I don't have a location. I'm just going around on mobile because it's pretty hard. I don't know too many people here. And as Brother Sean Quali knows, I've been trying to get this going on since the first day back in April. And I did have a pretty successful one in June. And what I'll be doing is just riding around. I've contacted people who, may have forgotten about June 25th and, said, let me know the next time you're going to be out there collecting clothes or whatever. So I'll be in my truck riding around collecting clothes. That's what I'm doing.
Great. That's awesome, Queen. And you say you're in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, great. I got a brother that's already organizing there in Charlotte,
really?
North Carolina. Yes, ma'am. Me? Brother Kamal Shakur will be glad to get your phone call, Queen. I promise he'll be glad to get your phone call.
I'll call him. I do have his number. I will call him.
Yes, please make contact with him to see how you can join with him for what he is actually planning to connect with the farmers and to do an International Day of Action on that front there. So you all combine your efforts, and I'm glad to hear that you are that you're doing what you're doing. And I'm one of those. We've been there before where we couldn't get people that would say, hey, we'll let y'all New Black Panther, Black Power talking people come to our building. That was very hard to buy. So, I appreciate your African ingenuity doing what you got to do to make it happen and going on out there, mobile. That's what it takes. By any means necessary.
Yes,
that's
what I have to do.
Yes. So thank you for what you're doing. And please do contact Brother Kamal Shakur. Actually, I don't know if you were on the line earlier when I gave a props up for North Carolina. So far, I have more North Carolina events that I have confirmed for International Day of Action than any other state so far, which is not to say that any state is doing more than the other, but that's what my list reads, is that I got so far 4 different events being organized in North Carolina and various parts of the state. So
yes,
I want to thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. And go ahead and continue with your comments or your whatever is on the mind of your Royal Highness this evening. You still there, Queen?
I think that my telephone number and my email address is still on the website, thenationaldayofaction.org.
Okay.
So they can contact me and we can make it happen.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome, awesome. And give me your name again, Queen. I'm putting you on my list.
Zaida Samad.
Okay, great.
It's Zaida Samad, Samad.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Queen, thank you for your contribution. Thank you for making it happen by any means. That's what it takes. That's what it takes.
Yes, ma'am.
And you just continue doing whatever you got to do by.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am. I think we lost her again.
All right, we still moving?
I'm here. I think we lost Queen again.
Something about these phones. So, Zaidi, listen, sis, listen. Link up with our family. If people are moving too slow, you already know what it is. Just keep moving. There's other comrades that's coming up in the Carolinas that we look forward to linking you up with. But it don't take that one grain of sand to change the world. So we appreciate what you're doing, sister. We appreciate you.
No problem. I'm here. Anything for my people. Anything to get us up out of here. Make these connections so we can do what we got to do to get away from here, because this is going down.
It is. And the writing is on the wall. The proof is in the pudding. For those of you that are in the Carolinas, as you heard our sister say, the Carolinas has stepped up strong. The Carolinas has stepped up strong. And so for those of you that may not have yet linked on to the Day of Action movement, in the Carolinas, again, get to our email, dayofactionmovement.org, dayofactionmovement.org, and we'll link you up with our sister Zaida and those that are there that are willing to get on the ground and ain't sitting at home waiting on a mystery God, a Casper the Friendly Ghost
That's
God
right.
floating in the sky.
That's
all right. Says peace and blessings to you. We got to get the rest of these calls in here with a little bit of time, but we appreciate you. Peace to you, Black Power Queen.
Black Power.
All right, let me get Buffalo, New York in here. The rest of the cars, I'll see you. We're going to get to you. The number again, 646-478-4447. Call us 716-348. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about a Declaration of Independence, Black Power.
Thank you, Black Man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Black Power, what's happening, family?
What's happening, Black? This is Brother Khalil. I like to first say in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. You know, so I like to say Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Right, we in Buffalo, New York, are excited about this third Day of Action. This is going to be our first time participating in the Day of Action. We've got a lot going on. We got some organizers here with me right now. We have Sincere Muhammad, and we've got Mr. Charlie Fisher, the Build Organization. One of the things that we're planning here in Buffalo is to do a black business tour on October 1st. We're going to gather 50 to 100 or even more people. We're going to put them in a bus or a caravan of cars, put some streamers on the car, some balloons on the car. We're going to have like a little mini parade, and what we're going to do is stop by the black businesses that we've selected to stop by, and we're going to patronize and support their businesses. So we're going to spend about anywhere from 15 to 20, 30 minutes leisurely patronizing the business, talking to the people in the community, not only about the Day of Action, because we know that the Day of Action is more than just one day. It's an everyday thing, something that we should be talking about every day. But the only way that we're going to be able to do that is that we've got to get in the streets, as one caller said before, and talk to the people about the importance of supporting black businesses and doing for yourself. And during that time, we'll also be promoting the Holy Day of Atonement, which is a direct tie-in to the Day of Action, because we know in 1995 the Million Man March was a day of absence and a day of action where black men came together and we were told to stay out of the stores, and if you're going to shop, shop with black businesses only. So, you know, I want to thank Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz for giving Buffalo the opportunity to be on the line this evening. You know, I want to thank some people that have helped me to become an organizer, a community activist over the past year. years and been responsible for my development. You know, not only the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, but Dr. Minister Abdul Aleem Muhammad and Shah Muhammad out of Washington, D.C., and the former Supreme Captain who is now the Southern Regional Representative of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan out of Atlanta, Washington, and my good friend Opio Saccone, who is also a graduate of Howard University. You know, I was a member and an organizer in ACORN. So we're just ready to do some big things out here in Buffalo. So I got two other people here that want to say something, and so the people in Buffalo, New York can get fired up. Here's Sincere Muhammad.
Black Power family. Black Power Queen. I have to say that my husband and I just moved back up here from Atlanta and last year, and we are just, you know, we found the city to be dead and desolate from when I had left. And we had a very strong movement up here. My great-grandmother actually started the Bill organization that had been here for some years. I mean, like, how many years, Mr. Fisher? Since 1966. And, you know, the school that we started was an all-black school, Black Panther morals that I grew up with. So we came back and decided to do the work. So when my husband said we got to get with Brother Malik Shabazz, who we have nothing but total love for, that brother and the work that he's doing. So we are totally on board to do this. And if you all need anything from us, just please hit us up. My husband has all the information of what we're doing. And we are asking everyone in the area, if you're in Rochester, Syracuse, if you even want to drive up from New York City to get on the bus with us, just come on up. It's 7.5-hour drive, 6 if you're driving fast. Just don't get a ticket. And we're going to shut down these white establishments, and I don't care who's hearing me, but we're going to stay out of the cracker store, and we know the messenger said to stay out of the white man's kitchen. So we're going to go, and we're going to support our own people, and we're going to make sure that we hit every black business that we can within between the hours of 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock on the 1st.
All right, Queen. Thank you for that, for sure. And
we want to say also, Black Power, we greet everyone, and we're glad to be here. Listen, we want everyone to know that Buffalo is going to be right there with everybody. We're on one accord. We want you all to know that we have an office here right on Jefferson Avenue, 1327 Jefferson Avenue. Our phone number is area code 716-885-0001. We're going at this thing full-time. This day of action, this day of absence, this day of action is going to be powerful as we spend our money with our own, loving on each other.
That's right.
We want to acknowledge, we just came out of Attica celebration 40 years. We want to acknowledge the passing of our own Queen Mother, Sister Nzinga, Radhabisha Haru, who obviously served ASCAP so long. And we just right now are standing on the shoulders of those. We recognize the first businessman in Buffalo was Brother Joseph Hodge, Black Joe, the founder, first citizen of Buffalo in 1776, 1789, the first businessman in this city. So all of our ancestors, 30,000 that came from the South, that came to Buffalo to get the Cannon Freedom, during this whole time, we acknowledge that we have not forgot from whence we come. We know where we're traveling. My brothers and sisters, we acknowledge the political prisoners, even our own Seth Hayes, who's been in Attica for 40 years as a political prisoner, one of the longest political prisons in the world. So we cannot do, how it is written in the scripture, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? So we're on board with you, beautiful black people. Black people, a declaration of black independence, and we in the rough buff in Buffalo, New York, the west coast of New York State, are joining in with all of you, our beautiful black family, and we're going to be black with you.
That's right. That's
all right,
right,
brother. And please repeat that number, black, for the people again, for where you are, 716.
Right, the number for the Build organization, that's Build of Buffalo. You can find us on Facebook as well, Build of Buffalo. The number is 716-885-0001. Once again, that's 716-885-0001. You can also find us on Facebook at the Day of Action Buffalo. Day of Action Buffalo. You can find us Facebook.com/ Day of Action Buffalo. That's where you can find us at. We're building, we're working hard, and anything like Queen Sincere said that we can do to help make this a positive movement, positive action, we're on board for it all.
All right, King and Queens over there. I want to know the Kings and the Queen over there. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to try to squeeze in this next caller before our time elapses. I got a caller calling in from 347 area code once again, 678. You're on the line with Black Power Radio. Thank you for calling in. Go ahead with your comment, your question.
Hey, peace, Black Power. How's everybody this evening?
Blacktastic, sister. Black Power to you.
That's great. This is Sister Secret from Brooklyn, New York. Just wanted to basically call, you know, to let everyone know, you know, here in New York City, the Brooklyn area, like what we'll be doing and for the Day of Action. We actually have a weekend of action.
Okay.
And what that means is, like, Friday night, you know, we'll be at 218 Dumont Avenue. We'll have African drums. We'll have vegan soul food. You know, we just want our people to come out and have fun and, you know, just promote unity in the community and, like, show love to each other. We'll also be calling for mass exodus of the public school system. So we'll be giving out information about how to homeschool your child. We'll also be giving out information on black institutions that we have here, such as the Faircope Academy. So, you know, for those that are able to afford that, could put their children in schools like that instead of keep sending them to these, you know, killing places such as the New York City public school system. Saturday, you know, national chairman will be here in New York, in Harlem, at Salem Baptist Church, and we'll be there. And Sunday, we'll also have a food and clothing drive at Albany Houses in Brooklyn, New York. Also, our drop-off spot for the supplies and everything is right in Brownsville, Brooklyn. That address is the Tilden Houses Community Center at 218 Dumont Avenue.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you can contact me at email blackpowerevangelist@gmail.com or
okay.
Or on Facebook, Chrissy Isis Payne. You know, like, we'll come and pick the stuff up. Matter of fact, you know, we're going, like, through door to door and knocking on people's doors and trying to get, you know, what we can. And not even just that, like, we got pantries out here. Like, you know, we don't necessarily have it out of pocket, but we're going to the pantries, like, and picking up food, you know, so we can ship to our brothers and sisters. And also, you know, to help our brothers and sisters that are here, even though, you know, we have those things available, but sometimes our people have too much pride to want to go there. So, you know, we'll go and pick this stuff up and, you know, I guess you would call it a flip over. You know, that's what we do here. And that's about it, Queen. I just wanted to, you know, call everybody and let them know because I'm not sure if everybody got information or whatnot, but I wanted it to be out there. I wanted people to know that, you know, if you have the available things that we need, we'll come right at your door. You know, we'll knock on your door. If we have a shopping cart, if we got somebody to drive us or whatever, we will be there.
Yes, ma'am. That's awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for putting NYC Brooklyn in the mix for the and continuing to do your Days of Action there. Thank you for what you're doing for the people. Keep it going.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry, Queen. Also, you know, we have a breakfast program. Right now, we just have it once a week, but we have a breakfast program also at 218 Dumont Avenue, where we know we're feeding the babies, and also before they go to school, you know, educating them about our culture to get them pride in themselves. You know, before they go to these places that try to tell them what they're not, we want them to know who we truly are. You know. And we also, instead of saying the Pledge of Allegiance, we sing, you know, praise the red, black, and the green. And, you know, and that, well, we do need volunteers for that. So you can contact us for that also. Also, after school program, we need volunteers. So that's all.
All right, Queen. Well, this is a station that just lets you put it out live to the people. And thank you again for what you're doing. I'm glad to be able to take you off of my unconfirmed highlighted list and to be able to put on the various things that you all will be doing. I'm glad to hear about the vegan soul food, and I want to let you know I will be putting you in touch with the, well, you'll probably get some contact from Muhammad Farms regarding getting you some pledge cards or interest cards for people interested in being in the Buyers Club so that we can support our black folks and buy, you know, good, safe food from the land. And so
yes, definitely.
We'll be getting that information to you as well. Continue with your good. Thank you for all your efforts, and please send our respect and our thanks to your team out there as well, for I know none of us are island y'all. Play this song, don't die on me before I plug it up. I will not be defeated. I got another call.
Thank you, please. Black power.
Okay, Black Power. Hey, Sister Quincy, appreciate you. Appreciate you, Black Power. Sister Lady Freedom was trying to race to play that phone, and she didn't make it, so we keep moving. So what things. Look, all right, next caller, 973-885. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. We're talking about a declaration of independence. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean, Sister Keisha, North New Jersey. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, sis? Black Power to you. What's happening?
Well, in North, we're doing our piece is going to be on police brutality. We had the Justice Department come in, and they may be holding the officers in North accountable for the brutality and the complaints that they've been getting. So we're just going to follow up on that and push that agenda forward. So ours is the police brutality piece. A rally at Broad and Market, which is the busiest intersection in North, downtown Newark, at 12 o'clock from 12 to 2. And then following that, we will be doing a political prisoners forum at the IYO, which is the International Youth Organization, and that's at 703 South 12th Street. We're going to actually do a letter-writing campaign so we could get those letters out that day. So that's what we're doing in Newark for our National Day of Action and Unity Part 3. We're going to be partnering with the People's Organization for Progress, who have been doing a daily Day of Action since June. They've been every day in the streets doing a Day of Action, and we've been partnering with them. So that day we're going to partner up with them again. So out of our National Day of Action and Unity, they decided to do something every day. Which has been pretty successful. So that's what's happening in Newark.
Newark, New Jersey. Shouts out to Newark, New Jersey. You all have been keeping the fire burning for weeks on end, for weeks on end. I want to say congratulations to you all, and congratulations to all of the organizers who have continued to organize at least since April 23rd on a regular. As we know, our national chairman said it's not enough to just organize once a month, or April 23rd or June the 25th, but
that's
that we should do something every week. And so I want to say congratulations to you all in Newark. Congratulations to Trenton. Congratulations to everybody that's organizing on a weekly basis. How can we connect with you all there in Newark, sister?
You can call me at 973-885-8896. That's my phone number. And on a weekly basis, every Tuesday, we're meeting at the IYO every Tuesday at 6:30. So that's how you can contact us. So that's where we are.
We appreciate it. Sister, thank you so much. We want to hear more from you, more from Newark. You all do so much. And it's not, as Brother Malik was saying earlier, Malik El Ghani is not publicized enough amongst our black nation. And so we want to know what's happening in Newark. As they say, that's one of the crime capitals, according to the white man. But we want to talk about what the black man is doing on the ground to overthrow the crimes of the white man. If it's a crime capital, it's because of what the white man has done. So we got to get you all out here more amongst the black nation and know what's happening in Newark, New Jersey.
Absolutely. It's something happening all the time in Newark. People are organizing. People think things are not happening, but every organization is organizing. We're trying to bring it together as a united front. We've been able to do that as the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, in which case the New Black Panther Party has been intricate and in the forefront of that for the last 120 weeks so far. But outside of the coalition, we are part of the community, and it's organizing happening every day. It's stuff happening here every day. So we have to get that out and start broadcasting it more. You're absolutely right.
All right. All right, Sister Keisha, thank you so, so much. Thank you for your push. Thank you for your effort, and thank you for holding the line. And, of course, we'll look to hear from you again maybe this Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Black power. Black power, these sisters. Black power. That's my sister, Sister Keisha. And we're just saying, some of you all listen. Some of us, you know, we got to get this out here. You're not gonna be able to be behind no bushel basket while the white man dump dirt on us, dump dirt on the works of our national chairman, and dump dirt on our movement, and we hide our works behind a bushel basket. No sir, no ma'am. We got to put you on out there, and you got to yell from the mountaintops what's going on, and show from the mountaintops what's going on, because our actions gonna speak louder than our words. Next caller. I'll put you in here, 973-592. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. We're talking about a declaration of independence. Black Power.
Black Power. Wu-Tep, this is Dashaun Farad.
Black Power. What's happening, Brother Farad?
Well, I'm fine. I believe that the concept of a united and independent Africa, as well as her children, is a very excellent concept. Because if you notice, integration actually destroyed the black community. And wherever black folks have integrated with Caucasians throughout the world and non-whites have integrated with whites throughout the world in general, it was always more beneficial for white folks than it was for non-white folks. So I believe, brother, that the concept of Pan-Africanism is a wise move. Because as Dr. John Henry Clark stated, Pan-Africanism will perish. But just to let you know, on the Day of Action, I'll be covering October 1st. I'll be in Harlem. I believe when Chairman Shabazz will be delivering the keynote, I'll actually be covering his address.
Okay.
My new
that's keynote. Strong.
Yes, sir. But that's all I have to say, brother, as always. I don't like being long-winded.
Yes, sir. You're a brother that you work pretty heavily with the Amsterdam News and some other media outlets. What would you say right now? Just real quick. Give me about a 2 minute answer. What right now would be the role of the black journalists and our black writers out there right now?
Well, to tell the truth. Number one, tell the truth and don't be bought off and paid off or paid for. As a journalist, you're a historian and you're a records keeper. So it's important for black journalists to see to it that our story is told, and that was the purpose of the National Association of Black Journalists being established. But even before that, that was the purpose of Ida B. Wells and T. Thomas Fortune and even J. A. Rogers. They made sure that our story was told. Okay, and we have to make sure that the images that are sent throughout the world concerning black people are positive images. We can't contribute to the demonizing of black people that the Western world, specifically America, has initiated. So that's the goal. What I'm noticing is you have a lot of black journalists, young and old, specifically the younger generation, rather, who are just scared to tell the truth. They're scared to tell our story. So that's how I look at it, brother.
Yes, sir. And that's well stated. That's what it is. And so for those of you that can write, those of you that can write, those of you that have an interest in writing, we need you to step up right now. We need you to step up right now and begin to write and put your talent to the forefront, as we see our brother doing and as some of you other strong ones are doing. We need more of you. We need more of you that are willing to write for the New Black Panther newspaper. The New Black Panther newspaper, as many of you know, has got to be one of the most revolutionary black nationalist, black power newspapers on the planet. But we need more perspectives. We need perspectives. We need perspectives like a man in the desert need water. We need your perspective, and it's open to those of you who got some sense. You don't have to be necessarily with us on the registry. If that's your passion, you're a writer and you like that propaganda, then hell, email us. You can email me at SeanQuali@yahoo.com or get us at mbpphq@yahoo.com, and let's get your submission in. We're going to get this paper out regardless. We want as many of our people that it can. So, Brother Farad, we appreciate you, Black.
Thank you for having me on. Hotep.
HOTEP and Black Power. Let me get this other call in there. And Sister Lady Freedom, her call dropped. We know that she was having some problems with her phone, and we were trying to get her back in. This Blog Talk thing is crazy, crazy, crazy. But I will get this call in, 240-464. You're on there with Black Power Radio. We're talking about a Declaration of Independence, Black Power. Okay, 240-464. Your mic is open, Black Power. Brother, Black Power, 240-464. Your mic is open.
Yes, ma'am. All
right, we're going to close it out. Sound like our National Minister of Justice. Somebody shoot a text to our National Minister of Justice and tell him his mic is open, but he was in another conversation. Bottom line, family, bottom line is October 1st. That is officially our National International Day of Action and Unity. If you have not by now signed on to be a part, go ahead and do that. Dayofactionmovement.org, nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. If you're asking the question on what do I do, what do I do to be a part of the Day of Action movement, what is it all about? It is definitely everything that you've heard tonight from our national chairman, from all of the callers who have called in. That's what it's about. It is about doing that which is right for our community, overturning the negatives in our community, and some direct action. For those of you who are students of direct action, you're students of Marcus Garvey, you're students of Huey Newton, you're students of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, if you're students of any of our great ones, any of our ancestors, any of those who you admire and appreciate, this is absolutely what they would be doing right now in 2011. You don't have to ask what would they do. This is what they'd be doing. They'd be doing action. They'd be organizing against the negatives in the community. They'd be organizing against the blood-sucking capitalists, as our national chairman said. They'd be organizing to prepare our people for a war that is upon us. They'd be organizing against the Zionists. They'd be organizing against the poverty. They'd be organizing against the ignorance. They'd be organizing against the racism and the apathy and the injustice, the police brutality. They'd be organizing against not having clothes and no food and all of that. They'd be organizing. And so we have produced, by the grace of the God of our forefathers and foremothers, a movement now where anybody, regardless to, as our Black Power General taught, land, labor, or language, that you can get involved with, put your piece of the puzzle in and help us to build a nation. And so in closing, I'd say one more time that if you don't have in your city, if you don't have a Day of Action movement in your city, then you got to start one right now. You don't have to fill out no application. You don't have to go through no secret passcodes. You ain't got to knock on the door 7 times. You ain't got to turn around in circles, none of that. All you got to do is be willing to have a heart, have some dedication, have some courage, and be willing to put some action behind the talk, some action behind the rhetoric. One more time, our website is dayofactionmovement.org. That is an all-purpose interactive website that shows some of the things that we've had going on since April the 23rd. It shows about some of the injustices that our people are presently facing. It shows some of our ancestors and our leaders and heroes and sheroes that we should be studying, that we should be reverencing, that we should be reading about and learning about and understanding better. It shows the mission of the Day of Action movement, that which is taking place. It shows our mission statement, our videos. It shows the lectures from April 23rd of our national chairman, June the 25th. It shows our national stream, our national webcast, as our national chairman will be debating this money-grubbing, hungry, capitalistic, old, slimy Rod Parsley this coming Sunday at Ohio State University. All of that will be on our Day of Action Movement website. And so if you're looking for that kind of direct action, you're tired of the rhetoric, you're tired of sitting around in the church, in the mosque, in the synagogue, in the temple, in your organization, and hearing about what we got to do, what we should do, what needs to be done, this is the place to be at. This is the movement that you should be a part of, and it really don't cost you nothing but some of your heart, your time, your courage. And if you can spare it, then give a donation. And so, again, that's dayofactionmovement.org. Don't forget about what we're doing with our brothers and sisters in Africa, as we have put the program of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we have put it to work. We've put it to work and taken the examples of our great ones, and now we're bidding on what we should do, which is international trade. We're bidding in the spirit of the Honorable Kwame Ture, and we're going ahead and building that bridge. And so now you have an international trade link, and now that our national chairman is linking up with future presidents and future leaders, you have your own voice. You know you don't have a voice in American politics, American politics. You don't have that voice, but you have a voice now in the future of your people. They're in Senegal, and they're in your mother continent of Africa. And so international trade with the Tuba Tijani Express, we're starting off by sending 3 tons of goods to Africa in Senegal. And so, again, make sure that you get with us again. Same website, our coordinator, Sister Ira, who's doing an excellent job, and you heard her on the line, said you cannot build your revolution or your liberation through no Facebook. Can't do it alone. You can't sit around on no Twitter, none of that, talking about you building your movement. This is an in-your-face movement because we have some in-your-face oppression. Tuba Tijani Express. And just point blank as we wrap up, support the new Black Panther Party. Support our efforts in every way possible. We are a threat to the enemy and probably one of the most hated organizations on the face of the planet Earth. And so you know that when this devil, this beast, and this Satan, when they hate this organization, when they move against this organization, they slander this organization, you know this is the place for your black oppressed behind. This is where you're supposed to be. When your enemies of 400 years hate us like this, they talk about us like this, and they do everything in their power to keep you away, that should be a sign and a light to you, my brothers and sisters, that you have to run to the new Black Panther Party. You have chapters in your area. We have chapters in almost every single city in North America, and we're all international. And like I'm saying, I'm giving this email so that you can contact us, but you can definitely, most of you all know us, so you contact us on Facebook. You can get us direct. We need more Panthers, more dedicated soldiers, more troops, as our sister said there in Buffalo, who have those Panther morals, who are willing to put the program to work, put some on-the-ground, in-your-face programs in action, grab our youth, organize with our youth, and push to our youth. We need you. We need you. Again, nbpphq@yahoo.com. nbpphq@yahoo.com. That's for the new Black Panther Party. And so, again, we appreciate you. I want to send a shout-out to Sister Lady Freedom, who did an excellent, excellent job, who really, really held the line, and we look to hear from her more, hopefully, because she does have her own radio show. She got her own radio show in Selma, Alabama, and I'm telling you this, Sean Kwali, boy, I'm telling you, it's like you got a starting five on your NBA team. We got to have somebody, we got to have some starting five for Black Power Radio. Need more radio hosts. I came in telling you, I got a lot to do, a lot on the plate. I'm willing to share, trust me. And so we look to hear more from Sister Lady Freedom. Look to hear more from you brothers and sisters. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. That's the name of the game. Stay tuned, but more importantly, let's get active. Black Power for Black People. The call is Freedom or Death. Don't forget about Troy Davis. Don't forget to call about Troy Davis. And don't forget about our comrade we heard about lockdown, Brother Taco. Don't forget about our political prisoners. And most importantly, don't forget about yourself and family. Black Power for Black People.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned.